Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the real terrorists are here. That's right. How long have we heard from the left that, oh, Trump supporters are terrorists, MAGA Republicans are terrorists, parents who just want to go to school board meetings and they're concerned because some 300-pound man in a thong is literally twerking in front of their 8-year-old or reading them dirty stories, or their libraries are filled with pornography books that they can check out and not tell their parents. Those are the terrorists, oh, the people who decide they are going to pray on the opposite side of the street from an abortion clinic. Terrorists. How dare you? How dare you try freedom of speech, even when you're not speaking, you're just praying. Oh, can't do that. That's harassment. Well, I guess we saw this week and weekend exactly what real terrorism looks like. As some students, but mostly professional protesters, invaded campuses all across the United States. Very, very anti-Jewish rhetoric, anti-Israeli rhetoric, and anti-American rhetoric. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, you know, freedom of speech, it goes both ways. Yes, freedom of speech, correct. If those students wanted to find a peaceful place to hold up signs that says, you know, Palestinians, children's lives matter, or peace treaty, no more war, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I'd love to have this war resolved. I'm all for ceasefire. I'm all for getting this resolved as quickly as possible, just like Ukraine. But that's not what they're doing. They're going to hide behind the guise of freedom of speech, even if it's hate speech. Remember, we can say what we want. Well, there's a thin line there, folks. I'm allowed to say what I want, but I can't call up my neighbor and threaten to kill him. I will be arrested for making terroristic threats. What's happened here now is that we have students being indoctrinated by some very shady people who have decided to not only fund this protest, but to actively participate. So it's not students. It's not just a bunch of goofy 18 and 19-year-olds with nothing better to do in their lives than to think that they're standing up for a cause and saying, oh, Israel's doing wrong. Pull out of Gaza. Leave them alone. That's dumb enough. But hey, there's no law against being dumb. However, when I see tents going up and they're actually occupying the campuses, and all of the tents, coincidentally, are the same color. They're from the same company. Then I start to question, where did everybody get these? How come in universities, 5 states away, they're the same tents? How come? Where did they get all this literature made up instantaneously? Where'd that come from? Who paid for that? The buses that are driving everyone there, who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? Well, folks, the answer is you are looking at a terrorist recruitment project. That's what you're looking at. Now, a lot of these kids are just out there thinking, well, we want to help the Palestinian people, and we think Israel's being too tough on them. Gotcha. You have a right to think that, and you have a right to protest that. But when you're standing in a bunch of people who are chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, we know what that means. That means there is no Israel from the river to the sea. That means you want to wipe out Israel. That means you want Israel to cease to exist. Then you're chanting death to America. Death to America. Remind me, did any of the parents at the school board meetings chant death to America? Or death to the people sitting on the board? Death to this school? I don't think they did. But they're hauled away in handcuffs. Freedom of speech. You're so worried about freedom of speech. Oh, we can say that if we want. How come parents can't say what they want at a school board meeting? Or they're dragged away in handcuffs. How come you're not dragged away in handcuffs? Well, some of you were. Down in Texas and Florida, they dragged some of you away in handcuffs. But that's not even the key point here, folks. The key point to this whole thing is this is an organized movement. This is not a bunch of students just protesting what they consider to be a violent response to a horribly violent act. If it were, it would be acceptable. It's not. You've got people chanting, we are Hamas. So let me just compare this. How about if students hit the campuses all over the United States and they held up signs that said, we are KKK. Death to America. Death to Africa. And they chased all the black students off campus. And the campus responded by saying, if you're African American, you're not safe here. You should probably go home. Freedom of speech too? Or would everybody be calling for, do something. Do something. These people are out of control. I know the answer to that question. How about if it were people protesting the trans movement or gays? We know what would happen. How come it's not happening now? That's my big question. How come Israel, and specifically the Jewish people, are held to a different standard? It makes me think. It really does. Because they are held to a different standard, folks. I heard news reporters literally say, and I'll name the idiot, Joe Scarborough, who's a complete idiot, said, you have to understand, though, that there was only a certain amount of people killed in Israel that day. And they've already tripled the number of Palestinians killed. The response is too much. Hey, moron. How many people were killed at Pearl Harbor? How many Japanese died when we dropped the bomb? Were we told we're committing genocide? Remind me. Were we told we were committing genocide when we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima? I'm sure women and children died in that. I can guarantee you they did. I didn't hear anybody saying, you're trying to wipe out an entire race of people. It was only a handful of people in comparison that died. Here's the problem with this theory. You're being hypocrites. It's not the amount of people. It's negating the threat. The United States made a calculated decision that if they didn't stop Japan now, Pearl Harbor was just the beginning. So it's not like you're keeping score. You're not saying, well, you killed 100 of our people. We're going to go and selectively kill 100 of yours. It doesn't work that way. The aggressor was Japan. They attacked Pearl Harbor. So what ended up happening is we said, well, they could spring another attack on us. Maybe innocent people and civilians will die this time. We need to bring an end to this. What happened during 9/11? I'm sure we killed more people than they killed in 9/11, but we had to negate the threat. It's not about keeping score, folks. It's about negating the threat. And it's about who the aggressor is. Hamas invaded Israel. I want you to understand, and if you're sensitive, you may want to turn your volume down for a minute. I want you to understand what Hamas did. Hamas did not come into Israel, attack an Israeli army base. They pulled women and children out of houses, elderly people. They shot the men in the head. In some cases, they raped the women on the dead body of their husband or boyfriend. They put children in ovens. They beheaded children in front of their parents to make them suffer to watch their children be beheaded. And while they did this, they were laughing and filming some of it. And I want you to understand a very important point here. And it's a very graphic point, so forgive me, but the truth is the truth, and you need to know the truth. During such a horrible time, let's just say you're a freedom fighter and you think, oh, this is righteous. I'm killing these people, but they're enslaving my people. Why do you have to do it in that way? And incidentally, why does rape come into this? Even if you're to say, well, that's the ultimate humiliation and that's what they're trying to do, the last time I checked, a man needed to have an erection to rape somebody. Do you think you'd get an erection while you were cutting the heads off babies? Do you think you'd get an erection while you were killing innocent men and women and elderly people, beating them to death and setting them on fire and watching them burn? Does that give you an erection? Apparently it does to Hamas. So what does that tell you about Hamas? Does that tell you that they're freedom fighters or that they're animals, savage animals? Israel took every precaution. Israel gave plenty of warning that they were going in. And they said, we are going in and we're going in heavy. So if you choose not to let your people flee to another country, if you choose to hide amongst your people, in hospitals, in schools, in private residences, whatever you choose to do, it's not going to stop us this time. Every other time, that's what you do. Oh, let's go hide in the hospitals. And then if they blow up the hospitals, we can say, they blew up a hospital. They're the bad guys. No, you're the bad guys. You hid in the hospital. See, here's the thing. Do you honestly think that a person who would cut the head off a child gleefully and make their parents watch before raping the woman next to her dead baby cares one damn about their own people? They don't give one damn. They're all just collateral damage. They don't give a damn. Oh, it's all about us. We'd gladly hide behind the human shields because they're nothing to us. These are the people that these college idiots are supporting, chanting, we are Hamas. Maybe it's time we believed them. Maybe it's time we took them at their word and said, if this is what you support, then you're an enemy of the country. You see, there are consequences. Remember when we're told words have consequences. Donald Trump said something, there's consequences. He said, go peacefully, but make your voices heard and fight like hell. You know what that means? Insurrection! That's what that means. Insurrection! Fight like hell. Insurrection! He's an insurrectionist. But when students are chanting, we are Hamas and death to America, that doesn't mean anything. That's just rhetoric. That's just words. And they're free to say those words. Oh, so only Donald Trump's not free to say anything, huh? By the way, all of you college idiots who are out there protesting this, you're the ones who called Donald Trump a Nazi. You're calling for the death of Israel. You're calling for Israelis to be slaughtered. How much more close to a Nazi ideology do you want to get? How much closer? You're all hypocrites. Now, I'm sure there are a few on there who are just marching, trying to say, can we have a broker a peace deal? That's fine. But you don't have to wipe Israel off the map to broker a peace deal. You don't have to chant from the river to the sea. Because you know what that means. Oh, remember? Oh, go peacefully, but fight like hell. That's a code word. That means insurrection. But from the river to the sea, oh, that doesn't mean anything. Ignore that. That's just college kids being college kids. Wrong. For every one college kid that was protesting, there were five or six people that didn't even belong on that campus. They're terrorists. Not every college kid, but there are a lot of terrorists among them, and that's how you recruit them. You understand? You tell them there's a cause worth fighting for. You make the other side, the bad guys. You get them to believe it. And the next thing you know, they are Hamas. Now, in the meantime, our politicians, especially Joe Biden and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is literally one of the dumbest people on the planet, Joe does nothing, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez takes up for the protesters. You didn't take up for the protesters on January 6th, though, did you? When you lied and said, I was hiding in the closet, and they said, where is she? And I thought they were coming for me to rape me. You weren't even in the building. You were in a building across the street, and it was a police officer who was asking where you were to check your whereabouts. Drama queen, liar. But those people were horrible. These people chanting death to America and death to Israel, they're not horrible. They're fine, upstanding people. And you need to leave them alone. And if you say otherwise, then you're obviously anti-Palestinian. Now, these are the same people, folks, that with a straight face will tell you, we have to keep funding Ukraine. We just sent another, I don't know how many millions of dollars to Ukraine, signed off on, by the way, by our wonderful Speaker of the House, and, of course, Mitch McConnell agrees with it, and everybody just thinks it's wonderful. And when you're asked why are we funding Ukraine like this, you know the answer? Well, if they don't wipe out the threat now, eventually we're going to have to deal with it. So we're better off letting them deal with it. We're better off letting the Ukraine fight this battle and dealing with the threat than us having to deal with it ourselves. Oh, then how come you don't feel the same way about Israel? Why don't you let Israel deal with Hamas so we don't have to deal with it later on? Because guess what? They're here. You think people chanting we are Hamas don't mean it? If I stood out in the middle of the street and chanted, I am KKK, I think people would believe it. I think people would say, well, he said it. And if I said, I'm not really, that's ridiculous, then, well, then why'd you say it? So I asked the same thing of these people. Why'd you say it? Why'd you say we're Hamas? Why are you chanting death to America? Maybe they mean it, folks. Maybe they mean it, but let's just say 50% of them mean it, 30% of them mean it, 20% of them mean it. That's many too many. Why are the FBI looking into these people? Who are the people funding the tents? Who are the people funding the buses? Who are the people who are coming up here that don't belong on campus? If right now, as I speak, any of these colleges had to tell homosexual, lesbian, or trans students, you must leave the campus, and we're locking you out of campus for your own good, for your own safety. You can't come on campus. You can no longer get an education here for a little while. But it's for your own good, because we can't guarantee your safety. Do you understand how quickly the National Guard would be called in to haul these people away and beat them in the head with a billy club? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. They'd be off that campus so quick, they would wonder how they got the hell on it. And then there would be an FBI investigation into who brought the tents, who paid for the buses, who organized this, who wrote the literature, where was the literature printed up, because these are domestic terrorists and we need to know. That's exactly what would happen. It's not happening here. In fact, the school gave them an ultimatum. We're going to give you 24 hours to get these tents out of here, or we're going to take action. You know what the student said and the people there? F you. You know what the college did? Okay, well, we'll give you another 24 hours, I guess. We'll negotiate with you. Let's negotiate. You think they'd be negotiating with people who are anti-trans or anti-gay? You think they'd be negotiating with those people? I don't. By the way, how come the Jewish students have to pay the price? They pay for their tuition. They're not getting an education. They're literally not getting an education. And you know why they're not getting an education? Because nobody gives a damn about them. Nobody gives one single damn about them. Not the colleges, not the students, not the people who are pretending to be students, not our politicians. In fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, this is great. This is wonderful. This is how freedom works. This is wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful, huh? Yeah, I don't think that's wonderful. That doesn't sound wonderful to me. So why now, all of a sudden, is this anti-Semitism so prevalent? What happened? What exactly happened? You have to understand, Israel was attacked in the most vulgar, violent, vile, disgusting way possible. And while I agree that it is very tragic if innocent people have to suffer in the crossfire of war, everyone is acting like this is the first time this has ever happened. Do your history. How many innocent Germans were killed during World War II? Plenty. Again, drop the bomb on Hiroshima. How many people that were innocent died? Plenty. 9/11, how many innocent people died with our retaliation? Plenty. But at the end of the day, you have to alleviate the threat. You see, folks, the problem is this. You can't just kill the bee that stung you. You got to get rid of the nest. Or another bee's going to sting you. It's just as simple as that. Hamas is a nest. They're a nest of terrorists. And they have their nests all over the place. They've chosen to put their nests in places that are going to endanger the lives of the very people they claim to represent because they do not represent them. They use them. But I think it is very, very important that we differentiate a government that says, we're giving you 48 hours notice to get your people out because we're coming in for Hamas. And Gaza and Hamas, who come in unannounced and attack grandma and grandpa and little bitty babies and burn the babies alive for their own amusement and apparently for their own sexual gratification because, this is a very good time to rape people. We're about as aroused as we can be. Let's rape some people. Then you're animals. It's not the same. It's not the same at all. You know what this would be like? This would be like saying, I got behind the wheel of a car and waited until a whole bunch of children were coming into a kid's amusement park and plowed them down in front of their mothers because it was so much fun. And I loved hearing their crunching bones under my car. And then I raped the mother amongst the corpses of the dead bodies of the children. And then compare that to, I lost control of my car. And I accidentally hit another car, and God forbid, I killed a kid. The lives are the same. And all of it's tragic. But one is not the same as the other. Israel responding to what happened and inadvertently killing innocent civilians is not the same as tearing a child out of the arms of its mother and throwing it in an oven. And if you think it is, there's something mentally wrong with you. There is no equation there, folks. What would you do if that was your daughter? What would you do if that was your baby? What would you do if that was your girlfriend? What would you do if that was your husband? And yet on college campuses, where we should be literally supporting the Jewish students, saying this was a horrible thing that happened to you, and yes, we do not want innocent Palestinians to die. War is a horrible thing, but we understand why you guys have to alleviate the threat. How come they're the only country that can't win a war? How many wars have we won? Quite a few. And a lot of casualties. But nobody ever stopped us. Nobody ever said, you can't do that. We never even asked anybody's permission. We just did it. Because you have to alleviate the threat, folks. You have to. That's what Israel's doing right now. They're trying to alleviate the threat. Hamas has chosen to hide like cowards amongst their people, hoping that Israel, to call Israel's bluff and say, you won't hurt anybody innocent, so home base, we win. And Israel's saying, no, not this time. You've gone too far. You've crossed the line. When you cross a line, the consequences are this. I would say doing what I described, which I will not describe again, is crossing a line. Do you understand that some of these students are chanting, we're going to do this 10 more times, 100 more times, 1,000 more times, 10,000 more times? That's what they're chanting. 10,000 more times they want Hamas to do what they did to those innocent children, men and women. Some of them were just enjoying a concert, a techno concert. Some of them were pulled out of their houses. Some are still being held hostage. And God knows what is being done to them. And these students are chanting 10,000 more times they want it done. For what reason? Because you hate the Jews? Apparently that's the only reason. I can't think of any other reason. It's one thing to criticize the government. If you say, we stand with the Jewish students here, we stand with the Jewish people, but your government sucks. Okay. Well, that's fine. But that's not what's happening. They're calling for the extermination of more people and saying, we are the people who are doing it. We are Hamas. It's fine to disagree with another country's government. I disagree with many of the other countries' government. I'm not calling for the assassination and extinction of them all. Simple as that. We need to know the names of these people, folks. We need to know the names of the people who organized this. Not your average student who just said, oh, this is a cool thing to do this year. Last couple of years it was BLM, now it's this. We're activists, we're cool, I get that. You're just airheads. But hidden inside those group of airheads are real terrorists. People who want the death and destruction of Israel, the death and destruction of this country, which I've been telling you on this radio show for a long time is what they're attempting to do. The build back better means tear down first. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tear this country down. And these same silly students who would go absolutely apeshit if someone even misgendered someone or didn't use their proper pronoun, taking up their own time and energy and money, screaming in support of a group that executes you if you happen to be homosexual or lesbian, executes you. What sense does that make? It makes no sense. We are Hamas. Okay, well then you're anti-homosexual. You're anti-woman. You know how they treat women there? So you're not only a misogynist, you're not only basically a terrorist, but you're anti-gay, you're anti-trans, you're anti-lesbian. And apparently you're anti-Semitic. So, whoa, wow. Isn't that all the things you fight against? That's what I was told. I was told the left are against all these things. Well, I don't see it. I see college campuses full of people who are clearly anti-Semitic, must be anti-gay, must be anti-lesbian, must be anti-trans, because you're supporting a group and saying you are members of that group that hate all of them. So what other earthly explanation do we have? I don't see any signs that says, pray for peace. I don't see any of them. I don't see any students saying, I feel horrible for the Jewish people, but I feel horrible for the Palestinian people too. Both of them are caught in this crossfire of whatever. Let's pray for peace, pray for a resolution, and pray for less, casualties. That's fine. Sign me up for that. But at the end of the day, that's not what they're doing, folks. It's the same way with the George Floyd riots. It wasn't about George Floyd, and it wasn't about mistreatment of African-Americans by police, because that doesn't exist. It was about something much deeper. Because how in the world does looting a store, killing a police officer, attempting to stab a police horse, firebombing your own community, how does that help George Floyd, his family, or your cause? How does that help? It doesn't, because it was never about that. So all of these students that are currently marching on the campuses who are saying, we're pro-trans, pro-gay, pro-lesbian. Well, no, you're not, because you're supporting a group that would kill them all, gleefully kill them all, your airheads. But I'm not worried about the airheads, because the airheads will grow up eventually and they'll realize what an idiot they were, and that's it. I'm worried about the agent provocateurs within those airheads that put the idea, that plant the seed in the airhead's mind. You could help the people by doing this. You could help the people by causing terror here, because those are the people who walk into the shopping malls and start shooting people. Those are the people. Not your hunters up in the mountains. Not your survivalists or whatever. Not your gun collectors. Not your gun enthusiasts. These people. The people who so radically... ideology has radically changed them into thinking that somehow if they kill innocent people, it helps their cause. How many lone wolf people did we see when ISIS was around? Oh, they blew up this place. They blew up that place. They blew up this place with workers in it. They recruited them, remember? They were recruiting them online. Now they're recruiting them on your college campuses. And they're succeeding because the colleges, rather than to deal with it, are saying, if you're Jewish, you need to leave. Are you kidding? You've got to be kidding me. And then when a college professor who happens to be Jewish literally holds a rally of his own saying, this is ridiculous. We have to stick up for the Jewish students here. You know what they do to him? They lock him out. He won't work. His card key won't work. He can't get in. And when he's asked, why? What did I do wrong? It's for your own safety. We can't guarantee your safety here on campus. Oh, well, then we should think about that before we fund any more colleges. You want to talk about a hotbed for breeding terrorists? There you go. What did I tell you was happening on these college campuses? Indoctrination. But I want to explain something to you that aggravated me very much. That college professor was on Fox News. I'm not a big Fox News fan. But he was on Fox News, so I watched him. And you know what he says? I'm very thankful to be on Fox News, and I'm very thankful that you guys are taking this seriously, despite the fact that we have nothing in common when it comes to politics. We do have this in common. Oh, you have nothing in common when it comes to politics. Then you voted for this. Take a look around the college campus, Professor. You're the man with the education, right? Take a look around the college campus that locked you out. Take a look around the college campus that's kicking Jewish students out. Take a look around the college campus where people are chanting, "We are Hamas, death to Israel, death to the United States." And remember, you voted for it. That's you who caused that. Now, on the other side of the coin, I just heard Alan Dershowitz, a renowned Democrat lawyer and legal scholar and professor, who once said about 6 months ago, "I defend Donald Trump, and I have defended him even in court, but I would never vote for him. I've never voted for a Republican, and I never will." I just heard him say, when asked, "How do you defend your party and the actions they're taking during this time?" And he said, "I cannot defend them, and I will not vote for them. So my mind is very open to who I'm going to vote for." At least he has the dignity to admit, "I probably was wrong." These people won't admit they're wrong. They will steadfastly say, "No, the answer to this is elect more Democrats." To do what? Joe Biden's asleep at the wheel. Joe Biden literally gives a campaign speech in which he says, "Think of what we can do if you give me just 4 more years. Pause." Yeah, he said the word pause. That's an instruction, Joe. That's an instruction that's written on the teleprompter. You're supposed to say, "Think of what I'll do if you give me 4 more years, and wait for the crowd response. He's not even with it enough to realize that the word pause, which would be in parentheses, is an instruction not to be read. This is your hero. This is the man who's going to save the planet. He's going to wipe out the evil Russians, and apparently he's going to stop Israel from committing genocide. He's not going to do either one because he's not running the country. And now we see who's really running the country, don't we? A bunch of anti-Semites, a bunch of people who want to tear down America. They love it when you're chanting death to America. They're like, "Yes, yes, that's right. Death to all of the values that represent the United States of America. Wipe them off the earth so we can rebuild it in our ideology where we don't have those." That's what they want. If they get their way, that's exactly what will happen. And people who think like us, well, we'd be the terrorists. How dare you oppose the government, peon? We'll tell you what to do. We'll tell you what to think. And you'll do it. That's where we're heading for, folks. The real terrorists are here. When I tell you that they're among those college students on the campuses, I mean it. They're in their ear. They're convincing them Palestine is right, Israel is wrong. Too unintelligent to even say to themselves, "Wait a minute. I called Donald Trump a Nazi. And here I am calling for the extinction of the Jewish race. What does that make me?" They're not even smart enough to do that, folks. That's how easily led the youth of this country is. That's why I worry. Get their minds while it's a sponge and teach them everything that you want them to know, but nothing that goes against your ideology. And that's how we end up with people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's exactly how we end up with them. It's sad and it's frightening. I don't know how I would feel if I were Jewish, but right now I can tell you one thing. It's not safe. It's not safe. So you have some Jewish kid from Long Island walking around a college campus, and he's being chased. They literally have a thing where they're saying, "Put your arms together and push and keep them out." Can you imagine if you were doing that to African Americans? Can you imagine if you were doing that to Latinos? Can you imagine if you were doing that to gays or lesbians? My God. How come you can do it to the Jewish? It's just unbelievable. We have no leadership. And everyone realizes it. The terrorists realize this. One thing that terrorists are, they're very vulgar and they're very animalistic. And they couldn't give a damn about human beings or anything else. They're trained to be that way, folks. If you take a look into even the drug cartels, which I consider them terrorists, do you know that the drug cartels, some of them, make you, before you join, make you get a puppy or an animal of some kind, raise it, care for it, and then slaughter it in a horrible manner to prove you have no feelings, to prove you will do it. These are the people who literally chainsaw people's limbs off while they're filming it to show the other cartels this is what's going to happen to you. They don't care. They're not like you and I. You can't sit down and rationalize with people who would do that. If your next door neighbor said, well, you know, somebody came knocking on my door I didn't like, so I cut their legs off with a chainsaw, and poured gasoline on them and set them on fire and filmed it, would you say, oh, you know, that's really not my way. You probably shouldn't do that, but, you know. Or would you call the police? And would you get the hell out of Dodge before it happened to you? Well, they're here. They're crossing our borders. Our borders are wide open. They're as porous as can possibly be. Hamas can get in if they want to get in. The drug cartels can get in if they want to get in. They're here, folks. They're here. And I'm very disturbed by Republicans who are saying, well, a life is a life. I'm sorry, Candace Owens, you're wrong this time. I love Candace. But Candace Owens is as wrong as she can possibly be. Hey, Mike's in the chat room. Hi, Mike. Hi, Derek. Look, Candace Owens is wrong, and here's why. Technically, theoretically, medically, a life is a life. A Palestinian child's life is no different than an Israeli child's life. But I've just explained to you the difference in what is happening. If Israel goes over to defend these animals who came over and chopped heads off babies and put them in ovens alive from ever having happen again, and in the course of them trying to be careful, but having Hamas duck and cover behind civilian targets, that their collateral damage, it's horrible. But who caused it? Not Israel. What's Israel supposed to do? What do you want Israel to do? You want Israel to go over and start knocking on doors and say, excuse me, is Hamas here? Oh, no, just your family? Okay. All right. Yeah, see you later. And then they get shot in the back. I mean, you've got to be insane. You have to be insane. Yeah, we'll be taking calls. Very limited time left, but we'll be taking calls. In my opinion, Israel is in the right. And I do feel badly for all the men, the women, and the children who had zero to do with what happened in Israel, who get hurt or killed. But if you want to point the finger of blame, do not point it at Israel. Point it at Hamas. You know, the ones who are on campus chanting, we are Hamas. And we're saying, that doesn't mean anything. It's okay. It's fine. They're just saying that. You go out and try to say something. Go out and say, I am KKK. See what happens to you. You can't do it. As I told you in the beginning of the show, Donald Trump literally just said, go and make your voices heard, but be peaceful. Well, he's an insurrectionist. These people are chanting, we're Hamas. Hamas is a designated terrorist organization. These are people chanting, we are a member of that organization, and no one gives a damn. They don't give a damn. They're not taking names. They're not hauling these people down and questioning them. Where do you come from? Let me see, your past history. They're not questioning how come all across the United States in these campuses, it's the same tents. What, did all the college students get together and say, what color is your tent going to be? Well, I was thinking about a grayish green. Oh, that sounds good. Maybe I'll get a grayish green too. I was thinking red, but maybe grayish green. You think that's what happened? Or do you think someone funded it and sent it to all of them? Do you want to know who's funding it? Are you a little bit curious who might be funding this? I guess our government isn't. Because they're not doing anything about it. They're literally telling the kids, break it up, go back to school, break it up. Oh, well, they're not the problem. The problem is the funders. The problem is the agent provocateurs. The problem is the people who don't even belong on campus who are in those protests and in that occupation, and that's what it is. It's an occupation. You start putting up tents and saying Jews can't come through. What the hell do you think that is? Those are the people I want to know about. All you're going to hear from these students is, it's not right. Israel's going too far now. They're trying to wipe out the entire Palestinian race. No, they're not. Who told you that? If you were going to wipe out an entire race, why didn't they do it a long time ago? Number two, why would they give you 48 hours notice they were going in? Wouldn't that have given everybody time to leave? Makes no sense. Let me go to the phones. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You're right. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to say, you know, okay, you're for these people, you're for these the Hamas and stuff, and Hamas is talking about death to America. It's already it's in their bylaws. It's in their charter, right? The great
yes.
Satan and the little Satan, right?
Yes.
So they're talking about that. And my feeling about there are no innocents in the West Bank. You may say, well, the kids are innocent. No, the kids are. Once Hamas got elected to government in 2003, they started their re-education of the kids with the schools. And what they teach the kids, they taught death to America, death to Israel, all the radical Islamic stuff, right? That's what they were teaching them. And who did the attack? Probably kids that graduated several years ago out of these schools, right? So that's the thing. These people are not innocent. There may be some that are, but on the whole, they're not innocent, and they've corrupted that whole section of Israel. They've corrupted.
Well, the thing is, they were duly elected. That's what they say. They also say Joe Biden was duly elected, so I don't buy that Hamas was duly elected. I'm sure there are some people there who would love to see Hamas gone. But then why are these people, why are these protesters not saying Hamas must go? Set the Palestinian people free. You want the Palestinian people to really be free? Get Hamas the hell out of there. I didn't blame the German people for World War II. There were plenty of German people who didn't like what was going on or didn't know what was going on. There were plenty of German people who hid Jews from what was going on. You blame the government. Get the Nazis the hell out. You don't say, kill all the Germans. But Derek in the chat room is right. Our politicians don't care. They don't care. Very few of them care. Because they'll do nothing about it. They'll just say, well, you know, Israel needs to be more careful. Oh, but the Ukraine doesn't. I can show you a picture of Zelensky sitting on a Jeep with two people guarding him, and both of them have swastikas on their arms. Why do they have swastikas on their arms? Why? But let's give them all the money. protesting college students, protest getting Hamas the hell out of Gaza rather than we are Hamas. Because when you say we are Hamas, you are saying we support their tactics, we support their methods, we support their ideology. And if that's truly what you feel in your heart of hearts, you're a terrorist. And you need to be watched, or you need to be arrested, or you need to be deported, or whatever it happens to be. We can't have that. What do you do to terrorists who are in this country? You have to be treated just like we treat any other terrorist. You have to take them at their word, Mike. You can't just say, oh, that's a bunch of kids' nonsense. They're telling you who they are.
But you say that, though, but what happened in 2020 with the so-called Summer of Love? You can consider
right.
BLM and Antifa terrorists, right? They were burning down cities. They were attacking courthouses, and nothing happened to them. So just because we may want something to happen to these hate America first people and stuff doesn't mean it is going to. And when you got powerful people, so-called powerful people in Congress that believe the same way, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, you know, even to some extent, your our good friend, what's her name, AOC, you know.
Yep.
When you've got those people that believe the same way, then these people are going to be able to get away with this stuff. And most of those college professors at NYU and all that stuff believe the same way, too.
Well, this is the problem. Yeah, you can compare it to the George Floyd riots, but here's the difference, really. Were those people terrorists? Yeah, they were domestic terrorists in a sense. They were burning down buildings. They were whatever. There was civil unrest. But they weren't calling for the extinction of a country, and they weren't paying homage or saying they were members of a foreign terrorist organization that was already on the books as a terrorist organization. So while the George people were bad enough, that's easily dealt with. When you say we are Hamas or we are ISIS, these are the same people who flew the planes into the Twin Towers. These are the same people who walked in and suicide bombed how many places? We can't have this. If you want to protest, some person was wrongfully shot by the police and a bunch of vandals decide this is a great time to cause fire and loot and steal and whatever, they're bad. And you might say that's domestic terrorism. But I'll take the domestic terrorism over international terrorism anytime. Because the international terrorists, they're here. And you know why they're here? Because Joe Biden's border has been wide open since the day he stumbled into the office and set his withered ass in that chair. It would be malpractice on the point of terrorists if they didn't take advantage of that border being wide open, Mike.
Right. And think about this. Here's how much these people don't care about what we think. Look at what happened last Saturday after they took that vote for the Ukraine funding. Okay? They take the vote. It passes. These people, the Democrats, are sitting on the floor of the House waving Ukrainian flags. They didn't give a crap.
And listen, I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people, just like I feel sorry for the Palestinian people. I'm no fan of Russia. We know Vladimir Putin's a nut. But the bottom line of the situation is, how come we don't feel the same way about the Russians? Oh, well, you know, it's terrible when a Russian soldier has no other choice but to go in there and get killed. That's a terrible thing, too. I don't hear anybody saying that. I hear him say, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. It's absolutely crazy. Where's the people calling for peace? Oh, I'll tell you where they are. They're at the Donald Trump rallies, listening to Donald Trump saying peace must be brokered immediately. You know, the guy who's the Nazi. You know, the guy who's the warmonger. You know, the guy who's inept and can't get anything done. That guy. I don't hear Joe Biden saying that. How about if instead of funding the Ukraine, we said we're going to take this to the table? Joe Biden and company, we're getting together. We're going down there. No, because Joe Biden has to read off a teleprompter. And he'd say, and I demand that you guys stop this fighting immediately. Pause. No, sir, you're not supposed to say the word pause. Oh, they don't have any respect for him. They know he's not the leader of this country. They know he can't even put on his own pants. Do you honestly think great of him in any way, shape, or form? That's why they're not trying to broker a peace deal, because they're laughing Joe Biden's face and anybody he sent down's face. They wouldn't laugh in Donald Trump's face. But here we are. Here we are with an interesting dichotomy. Donald Trump is the Nazi, but you're calling for the extinction of the Jews. Donald Trump is a warmonger, but you want to keep the Ukrainian-Russian war going. It's unbelievable. It's like the ultimate in hypocrisy, Mike, and yet no one can see it.
Yes. No. Hello.
It's really just beyond belief, and I'll tell you right now that it's going to get worse, because every one of these college kids who right now just want to belong to the cool thing. Oh, the Free Palestine thing is like the fidget spinner this year. It was BLM, now it's Free Palestine. They don't know that they're being indoctrinated. They just think they're doing the cool hip thing. They're not doing the cool hip thing, Mike. They are being indoctrinated to be terrorists.
They are being indoctrinated. Well, there are some that do know, because I saw a couple of male students that say, well, what we got to do is we got to read about Marx and Lenin and all that stuff in the syllabuses of these classes. This was these students like at NYU that said this. And here's the deal. All this stuff is unrest. All of this stuff goes back to Joe Biden and the Democrats thinking that we have to be on a war footing, or else this guy, our puppet cannot get reelected. You know, they want to be on this war footing.
You're absolutely right. This is all about politics. He doesn't dare to piss off his base. That's why he's doing nothing, because he knows some of these people are his base. And he can't get elected unless they pull that lever or write that name down. It's disgusting. Whatever happened to right is right and wrong is wrong? Now it's about, well, whatever I can do to get elected, and to hell with the consequences. Consequences are going to be heavy, folks, because the terrorists are here. They're not in a foreign country. They're here.